Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Yes. You put something on my credit card that I had. If I had ordered anything, I definitely am declining it initially. It was something that was declined, and there's nothing previously on my account.
Okay, ma'am, can I get your zip code? Because I would have to locate an account to be able to see exactly about the declines in charge.
73116.
73116?
Yes.
Can I get your name?
My name's Leslie Lynn, L-Y-N-N.
Miss Lynn, can I get you to verify your address for me, please?
My address is 3604 Northwest 69th Street.
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. I do see here you did a trial for the Everlier face cream, which is very good at helping with increased elasticity and toning and moisturizing, as well as their eye serum, which is good for fine lines and puffiness. When you took and placed the shipping and handling, paid the shipping and handling for your 14-day trial, did you get a chance to read the terms and conditions?
No, because I tried to go to the next screen and it went just immediately to the send my shipment on it.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't seem right in the first place. It skipped a step. It skipped the review step.
Okay, it should have been on the bottom of that order form. When you were ordering it, it should have let you know that you were going to get the product for the shipping and handling for
well,
a four-day
shipment.
Well,
but again, you know, if you're not disclosing the amount of the full product, then you're not fully disclosing, you know, what that is, and you there's no way to check it. And that's what I was trying to do, to go back, and it just did it. I don't want it. And there was two charges. And are you also total muscle work full?
I mean, I do have to go back to see what their pay weight is.
For $92.99?
Yes, ma'am. That's the full charge for the face cream, $92.90, if it's not canceled within the 14-day trial. I did
Again,
pull
you
up,
have to disclose that type of stuff.
Yes, ma'am. I just pulled up a order form for that product. Right at the bottom, it says, I agree to the terms and conditions to be billed $5.45 now for shipping and handling. And if I don't cancel within 10 days plus 4 days shipping.
But again, you have to say what you're agreeing to do that and how much the second purchase. I don't care.
I didn't
ma'am. We go further than this. Because I don't even have the product that you're charging me for.
You didn't get your product?
No.
Okay, give me just a brief moment. It shows on our end, but I'm going to go to the USPS Postal just to make sure that that product was delivered to you on April 3rd.
Oh, I got whatever your initial product was.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I was reading.
But,
the terms
but these others, take me off. Take me off.
Okay. Let me, okay, I
you
do
know,
understand.
I think all this stuff is fraudulent, and I think you're bilking the, especially to take something as minuscule as that is, and all of a sudden it's $92.99. I'm sure your cancellation rate is huge, and you're just in it to see how many people you can bilk in the immediate term.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. I'm a third-party center. What I do here is help customers with their trials. To cancel it out, I offer discounts to see if they want to continue. If not, I do make sure they are canceled so the companies cannot charge or ship out anything else. I do truly apologize, but I do have to go by their protocol. This on their company's, you know, what they have. I did pull up the webpage so I can see exactly if they had on here, if it lets you know about the trial. That's why I was explaining when I was reading about the 10 days plus 4 day shipping trial. It goes on to say that I will be billed the full amount of $91.95 plus $92.90 if I do not cancel within the 14 days. Then it goes on to let you know
that
it goes.
That it makes you think that you can proceed to the cart to, you know, to most of them say, do you approve? And it didn't do that.
Okay. I don't know exactly about that. Like I said, I'm a third party center. What I do here is help customers update their account.
Well, again,
so they can,
let me find out. If you're at the third party, who do I contact to turn these people into the Better Business Bureau?
You would have to go.
Are these the right names? And where are they located? What states are these companies located in?
The product that you have, ma'am, is an online website called everlearbeauty.com.
Okay, but they've got to be, you have to contact the states in which they're located. You said
that
it's
should
Everlear?
Give you all, yes, it's ELEVAIRE. Beauty, which is BEAUTY.com. That should give you more information, ma'am. I do truly apologize. I will
okay,
help
it's
you update.
ELEBAIR.
No, it's Evelier. E as in Edward, L as in Larry, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, A as in Alice, I as in Ivan, R as in Robert, E as in Edward. And then beauty, which is B as
okay.
in Bob, E as in Edward, A as in Alice, U as in Umbrella, T as in Tom, Y as in Yard.com.
Okay.
At this time, ma'am, I would like to help you go ahead and get your account updated. What I can do for you at this time is get you canceled out. I do have to let you know. Let's see what I can do. They usually offer a 35% refund back if you would like.
I would accept 50%. I would accept 50%. The rest of it, you know, I'm turning in because it's not full disclosure.
Okay. So you're saying that if I add my 15% to your account to get you a 50% refund back on the $92.90 and cancel you out is what you would like?
If you make my that charge from the 92 to half of that and the 91 to half of that, that would work.
Okay, from what I'm seeing at this time, the 91 did not go through. It did decline. I do have to tell you, even with this company, that decline charge, they do let you know that whenever they have a decline charge, it can go into collections. But far as the 92.90, I can handle that because that did show that it did approve and it did charge. Not the 91. The 91 didn't.
Well, if you try to do it for the 91, you've got to, they're going to be in trouble.
They're not going to, ma'am, because I'm going to cancel it out. I was just advising that on their protocol, on their account, when there is a charge that declined, it can't go into collections. That's all I was just advising, but I was letting you know as well, it declined. So they have not charged you $91.89. Okay.
Okay.
That was declined, but the $92.90 did charge. I can do the 50% discount. So that way they will have to give you 50% of your money back. I will make sure that you are completely canceled out so they can't charge or ship out any more of that product.
Okay. All right.
Give me just a brief moment to put that through for you, and I can get that cancellation number for you. Okay?
And I have to go back, and it will be a couple of hours, you know, for my bank to make sure that as far as the workings of that, because they have frozen my account until I get this straightened out on that credit card. So
okay.
I'm going to go through, make sure there's nothing else, and then tell them they can reinstate my card. But I
okay.
Have
I do want to advise, it takes 3 to 5 business days anyway before you would see it back to your account. So you could definitely let them know that you are looking for a refund. And like I said, I will give you that refund cancellation number. And they are going to email you as well, letting you know that you have a refund and that you are canceled. Okay?
Okay. On which one? The Total Muscle or the other
Let me
one?
See if I can find out, because that's their payways. Let's see here. The Total Muscle is the one that's $92.90, right?
Yeah, I think I wrote down $92.90 or $92.99.
Okay, it's $92.90 from what I could see. Yes, that one there will send an email verification that it is canceled and refunded. Now, the okay. other one is just going to get canceled out. It still should send you a customer courtesy email verification that you canceled, but it will be completely canceled out. It will not be able to charge or ship out any more of that product, and you can't get charged the $91.90 because I canceled it out. Okay?
Okay.
Now, give me just a brief moment. I am waiting for them to send verification for the $92.90. I believe I'm just waiting for them to approve it for that 50%, and it shouldn't take much longer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. That is canceled. Just making sure everything is canceled. Let's see here. All right, ma'am, if you have a pen and paper, I have you canceled out and a pen and paper.
Yes.
Okay. I do have you canceled out, and they did go ahead and grant that $46.45. You will see it post back to your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Is there a confirmation number or anything I need with this?
Yes, ma'am. It is F as in Frank, 217, B as in Bob, 3222, F as in Frank.
Okay, let me read this back to you. F as in Frank, 217, B as in boy, 3222, 2, F as in Frank.
That is correct. The account is canceled out. That company will be refunding your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, $46.45. They cannot okay. charge you anything else or ship you out any more product as of today because you are okay. completely canceled, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.